Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's three journalists that are arrested in Egypt, and they're reported to be Christian journalists there. And I think it was pretty interesting because the USA Today was reporting that journalists in America got together and had a one-minute protest. That's America. It's like, we can keep our attention for 1 minute.
1 minute. Here we go, guys.
Yeah, and if I actually had the picture, I'd show it to you right now, but I can't. For some reason, they buried it. It was on the front page this morning, morning hours. But they got together, and which is great. I think it's great that they're doing this. And they put black tape over their mouth, and because these three arrests that took place in Egypt were journalists, Christian journalists, or, you know, journalists. I would say journalists because for their perspective, not the fact that they were Christian journalists. Because Christians have been arrested and persecuted for quite some time, and I didn't see these journalists out in the street.
That's right.
I didn't see them out in the street with tape over their mouth or chains around their, walking out like a fake pregnancy womb belly with chains on your wrists saying, you know, we're against what's happening to Miriam in Sudan right now. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's a journalist, they came out for 1 minute, according to USA Today, and did a protest, which is great. I think it's great they're standing up for the journalists there. But I would like to really hope that one day we would begin to stand up again for Christians, no matter what their occupation is.
Yeah.
And but I know you were talking about the three arrested.
Well, yeah, there was three that were arrested, but there was one that was arrested in Egypt. And this just happened. The court sentenced him in Egypt to 5 years in prison. Now, get this. He's a journalist. He used to be a Muslim, but he converted to Christianity. And he's going to prison for inciting Muslim-Christian strife. This is what they're sentencing for. He basically was arrested for educating and broadcasting and sharing what the persecution that the Christians were going, you know, are getting under through the Muslim Brotherhood, through the radical Muslims there in Egypt. And so they thought because of that, he was going to be arrested. So they arrested him. Now he's in jail now for 5 years, going to be in jail for 5 years. And even on his identity card, they have an identity card, and he changed his religion from Muslim to Christianity. He wanted to state it publicly being a Christian. And so you're seeing this all over the place where now they don't have a freedom of speech. Anything that's spoken against, a radical Islam perspective automatically now gets sanctioned, and now he's arrested, and now you have a Christian who's a journalist who can't even report on it was tragic what happened. I mean, you had churches that were burned down, Christians that were being murdered, they were being butchered, they were being persecuted, and he couldn't even report that. And so we want to lift him up in prayer. His name is Amir, and we want to make sure that he gets released as soon as possible.
Well, I found the image I was looking for that you can see at the protest that's going on right now. And it's called, and they have a little Twitter thing going on saying, hashtag free AJ, which is Al Jazeera staff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if these reporters, do you know if these reporters were for Al Jazeera? It could be totally, there's a whole bunch of reporters
there. I'm not sure.
But I don't see a Christian reporter working for Al Jazeera. No. You see a Christian reporter working for Al Jazeera.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll wait for John. He knows. Coming? Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
But these reporters you're seeing right here, they had a one-minute protest, as you're seeing right here. And this compliments of Getty Images and USA Today. And it's like, you know, think about this, that why were we doing that for Miriam Ibrahim? Why are we doing this? Is what we need to do as Christians. And as I talk about often, you need to get this book, King Rules, by Dr. Vita King, because she talks specifically about what they're doing right here, what these journalists did for the other journalists. That's what we need to do for Christians. We need to stand up in peaceful protest and within the confines of the law and stand up for what's right. And it's great. I think they're standing up for that. But I know that I didn't see anybody standing up, like the journalists standing up for, you know, Pastor Saeed and the other ones out there. But I don't know. This could be totally different journalists from that. But I couldn't imagine. It could be. But Al Jazeera is a big supporter of Muslim Brotherhood and all those things, reportedly, that way. Well, remember them in your prayers. I mean, yeah, you're looking at a political correct speech taking place in America where they're wanting folks to, you know, stop sharing, speaking freely according to the First Amendment. They're thinking your free speech is infringing upon how I want life to be, therefore you can't speak that. One is a college campus in Colorado where they came in against one of the students there that began to just share their thoughts. They're saying, like, your speech is hurting. They're starting to repress, you know, Christian speech. Basically, if you talk about what's going on in the Word of God and the Bible, and you think about it, if they pulled prayer out of school, if they pulled, you know, the Ten Commandments down, they're doing all this. That's called suppressing First Amendment rights, is what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
And we have to, despite that, we have to learn to be able to stand up peacefully and say something in the context of a great country that God has given us that has a constitution that says you actually can do it. It isn't people, it don't mean people won't, you know, treat you unjustly, but look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, he was within the context of the law. He was obeying the law, God's law, and they put him in jail. And these things can happen, but in the long run, if we operate with the principles of, you know, peaceful protest and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going to do that. When you have what we talked about just yesterday with the prime minister of Poland saying, you're going to have to set your religion, your faith aside, and you're going to have to follow the law, which says, you know, these doctors are going to have to kill the babies now, you know? And it's like, you know, at that point, that's when you stand up and you go, I can't, this is against God. I can't do this. You got to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these three guys that loved God, and despite everybody in that entire nation bowing down to another god, they just wouldn't do it. And this is what they said. They said, you know, our God can deliver us, but even if he doesn't, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
And God did, because what they did was, when he was building this big, huge image of himself, and he wanted everybody to bow down to it, these three Jews said, no, we're not going to bow down to it. And so they took them, and they were going to throw them in the fire. And the fire was so hot when they threw them in the fire that the ones that threw them in the fire, they actually died from the heat. They burnt up. And so they throw them in the fire bound. And you're thinking, you know, they're just trying to bind me. They're trying to restrict me. Don't sell out. Stay faithful to God, because when they hit that fire, all their bondage drop, everything, all their things that tied their arms and their hands, it just fell off. Secondly, Jesus showed up in the fire, because there was a fourth man in the fire with those three folks. If you want to meet with God, you want to see the miracles of God, you want to see the power of God, begin to stand for God. When everybody else is bowing down to other gods, just go, you know what? As for me and my house, I want to serve the Lord. And yes, my God can deliver me, but even if he doesn't, I am not going to pull this child out of this woman's womb and kill it. I'm not going to do these things that are evil in the eyes of God. And guess what? When you do that, if you stay in that fire like that, Jesus shows up powerfully. And even the king said this, the government switched its belief system based on people's three men standing up for God. They said, listen, their God will be our God. Everybody will honor this God of the Jews because he was with them in the fire. I threw him in. I expected them to die. They weren't bitter, didn't complain. They didn't retaliate. They didn't march against me and do painful things against me. They actually just said, their God is real, and he can deliver. And he did. This is the God. This is the God. Your willingness to go through the fire could be a turning point for an entire nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.